with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas. Let's pray that night, and in the pain began to see the chains were loose, and they were free. They sang, they sang, I bless your name, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the truth, the way. Oh, oh, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, some midnight hour, if you should find
your name this morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the sunshine.
Amen.
Oh, your breeze of life. Oh, that is giving us life. Father, we say thank you. We bless you for a new day like this, a new week, Lord, that we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, looking back. The week that is just gone, oh, our going outs, coming ins, in our working places, in our businesses, in our homes, oh, Lord, your grace, your mercy, your protection, and above all, your loving kindness has seen us through, and here we are, the beginning of another week, in your presence, Lord, we come with our cups, Lord, oh, that Lord, you fill our cups, Lord, this morning. Oh, something that will sustain us the week and even beyond, God. So, Lord, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands. We here and our children upstairs, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will take the word this morning and prepare us for the word that you have for us today. So, Lord, we commit it into your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Praise the Lord. My thanksgiving will come. Praise the Lord. Amen. For me, while we have to do business here, praise God. Yes. So we are still on our studies, but we have a topic this morning. Was Peter and the rest of the apostles wrong? We are going to see about the baptism. Amen. Let's read the two scriptures, one from Matthew 28. We read from 18 to 20. And then Acts 2, 37 to 39. Matthew 28, let's read from verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Then Acts 2, 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet now, Lord, Father, break this word unto us as we need, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you. Now, let's look at these two scriptures. One is a command coming from the Lord, and the other is the acts of the apostles regarding the command. Amen. One is the command coming from the Lord, and then the second scripture we read is the acts of the apostles regarding the command Jesus had given to them. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And they went baptizing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Did Peter and the other apostles disregard the Lord's command? Did they transgress? We come back to what the prophet said in Philadelphia's church age. He said, if people can't see the truth of the Godhead, see, if you can't see the truth of the Godhead but fight it, they can't ever see the rest of the truth. Amen. If you fight the Godhead, one God, that belief, you miss the rest of what? The truth. And one of them is what? The true baptism. Amen. One of them is baptism. So, let's turn to Ephesians 4. Let's read from 4 to 6. Just leave that scripture on the listen for us. Let's glean through that scripture. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. He said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Amen. So, the scripture says in Ephesians 4 that there is one body. So, what is that body? One body, what is that body? Give us 1 Corinthians 12. We will try to find every answer from the Bible. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, reading from verse 12. He said, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." Amen. So we see that we have here that the body, Christ is the body he's talking about. Amen. And that body is what? Is the church. If you want the scripture for that also, is Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. That the body of Christ is what? Is the church. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. You get that answer. So let's go on verse 13. "For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body." Amen. Amen. By one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, see? And listen carefully, "and have been all made to drink into one spirit." Praise the Lord. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, see? Whether we be Catholic or Baptist, Orthodox or Pentecostal, the Bible says we have all been made to drink into one spirit. Amen. Amen. And that one spirit, are we all baptized into one body. Amen. See, so brethren, that should be the case here. That should be the case here, praise the Lord. Because, back to our reading, Ephesians 5. Because there is what? Only one Lord. Because there is what? Only one Lord. That's verse 5. Yeah, there's only one Lord. Leave it there for me for a while. There's only one Lord. Amen. And in our studies, we have already come across that when we read scriptures from Isaiah 45 and Deuteronomy. So there is one Lord. Let's go back to Isaiah 45, verse 5 and 6. He said what? "I am the Lord and there is none else." Amen. One Lord. "I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me." Verse 6, "that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, as from the east to the west." Praise the Lord. "There is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else." So there is what? One Lord. Praise God. Now the next one is what? Verse 5. One faith. One faith. In the message book, "Then Jesus Came and Called," preached in 1964 in Tampa, Florida. Paragraph 12, the second part. He said, "And we find today that so many people base their faith upon something and upon some isms, or some happening, or something. But to me, it's got to be the word of God." And the word, and he stressed it here, "and the word that he has promised for this day." Amen. Many people have put their faith, he said one faith, but many have put their faith on many different things. But the prophet said to him, he feels that Faith must be upon what? The word of God. Amen. And that word of God should be the word of your time. Amen. Amen. You know, there was a promised word in the days of Noah. And as many that found that word, that promise word for that their age, they were saved. It's as simple as that. So what the prophet is saying is really powerful. Amen. So what is the faith of our day? Praise the Lord. What is the faith of our day? It should be one faith. So what is the faith of our day? Oh, let's go to our precious brother Jude. He will tell us the faith of our day. Amen. You know, it's just one chapter. So, Jude 1, let's read from 1 to 3. Jude 1. Oh, I like Jude's his salutation to us this morning. Amen. Say, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them, oh, praise the Lord, as you and me, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved, oh, yes, sir, amen, preserved in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And called. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Brother Jude. Verse 2, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Then verse 3, say, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, amen. Of the common salvation. That's one faith of the common salvation. Praise the Lord. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We are looking for that one faith. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, faith for him, to him, it got to be on the word of God. And that word of God must be the promised word of your day. Amen. So Noah's day, they had a promised word. And as many that found it, they were what? They were saved. And to us also, we are looking for our time. That one faith. And Jude had given us the answer. Amen. That the common salvation, he said, writing to you about the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So what was the faith of the saints he's talking about? Is the faith of what? The first apostolic fathers. That's the faith. That one faith, that's our faith for this, our time. The faith of the first apostolic fathers, see. But we all know that that faith was kicked out of the church, or it was replaced by man's teachings, you see. But God being so good, he is the God of restoration. So he promised that that faith will be restored in this our time, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. You believe that? Yes, sir. See, and it got to be the spirit of Elijah. It got to be the spirit of Elijah. Because it is that spirit that can turn the hearts of man. Amen. The spirit of Elijah from God is the only spirit that can turn the heart of man. Amen. And you know how it turned the heart of the people on Mount Carmel. Amen. Elijah's spirit. Till the people said, oh, the Lord is God. The Lord is God. Amen. And then it turned the people's heart again by the Jordan River, turning their heart away from the law and to prepare them for the coming grace. Praise the Lord. So it is also, he said, in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Amen. I will send you Elijah, the prophet Elijah. Amen. To turn we, the children, our heart back to what? To the Pentecostal fathers. So that's the faith. That one faith we are talking about. That is the faith. Praise the Lord. One faith. Amen. One faith. So we move on. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's where the question is. That's why we read two scriptures here, Matthew 28. God commanded the disciples or the apostles, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And they went out baptizing in Jesus' name. Amen. So the question we had this morning is that was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong? You see, already the prophet said, if you miss the revelation of the Godhead, you miss the other truth. Amen. But we thank the Lord that as we have known that revelation, you see, then we understand what one baptism. He said, one baptism. But why are there so different many ways of baptizing the people? There is only one baptism, one Lord. There is no other God beside me. Amen. Amen. One faith. You got to look at what? The faith of your age. The word that had been sent, the promised word of your faith, of your age. Amen. That's the one faith. Praise the Lord. Then one baptism. So the question comes. The disciples or the apostles went baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ. Did Peter and the other apostles disregard the Lord's command? Did they transgress? Were the disciples or the apostles, were they disobedient to the Lord's commandment? You see, a school of thought, they say that, oh, they are the same. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then in the name of Jesus Christ, they are the same. So you can baptize in the Father, Son. No, sir. No, sir. Amen. You know, an old friend one time was engaged me in a discussion. He said, but brother, why? You see, why didn't the disciples or the apostles do it or stay exactly with the words, what Jesus said? They should have done it. Jesus said, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Why didn't do it that way? I said, let me help you somewhere. I said, just open Isaiah 40 and read 3-5. Amen. And so we turn to that place. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for God. every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Yes, sir. Hey, that must be a real good road constructor. Amen. A road engineer. Praise the Lord. If we are going by the word, as it is written, then this also, I ask him, who is that voice? He said, John the Baptist, of course. I said, yeah, you are right. Did John the Baptist come preparing a highway in the Judean desert? No. See, it's a mystery. That needs a revelation. Praise God. You see, so now he was coming home to understand. He said, look, this is it. John the Baptist was not on the desert of Judea preparing a highway for the coming of the Lord. No, sir. It's a mystery. Praise the Lord. And as it is written in 1 Corinthians 2:7, it said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom. Praise the Lord. We speak those things in what? In mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained from the beginning of the world to our glory. Amen. All these things I have seen, ear have heard, neither have it entered into what? The heart of man. What God has what prepared for them that love him. Amen. The princes of the world never knew anything about this. And today the same thing. But the Bible says he had revealed it unto us by his spirit. The spirit that searcheth all things, even the deep things of God. Amen. See, so this is a mystery. Praise the Lord. So the apostles, it was revealed to them who the Father is. Amen. And who the Son is. And they went out to do the right thing. They did the right thing. Amen. No man knoweth who the Son is, but what? But the Father. And who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will what? Will reveal him. Praise the Lord. So it's a revelation. Praise God. So they went baptizing in the name of Jesus. That was what? That was correct. Not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I am a Father. I'm a Son. I'm a teacher. Amen. And my name is Maxwell. Same thing. I'm a father. I have children. And I'm a son also because I have uncles and praise the Lord. And I'm a teacher. But my name is what? Maxwell. That's the same thing with what? With the revelation, the mystery of godliness. Amen. That God was manifest in the flesh. Praise the Lord. So, the apostles baptizing the name of Jesus, it was never their thought. It was never their thought. Because after, let's quickly just finish this thing. It was never their thought. Because before Jesus was taken into glory, he promised them something. Let's turn to John 16 quickly and finish this thing before. I just have 2 minutes for me to quit here. Amen. John 16:12-13. Jesus telling them that, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. See, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Praise the Lord. So that is it. Can the spirit of truth lie? No, sir. So what they did, it was what is just by, not by their own thoughts. Or their idea is what? Led by the Spirit of God himself that has spoken the word. Go ye and baptize in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And they went baptizing in what? In Jesus' name. It is the Spirit of truth that was guiding them onto all truth. Praise the Lord. When you read John 14, even he would tell you that that Spirit of truth was that he shall what? Teach you all things. Amen. And bring things to your remembrance. Amen. So that you won't forget. So, brethren, even today, the same Spirit is here. That's the same Spirit leading us unto all truths. Amen. So hear, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God. Amen. And then I said, unto thee it is shown that thou mightest know the Lord, he is God, and there is none else beside him. You see, and then Deuteronomy 4:39 said, know therefore this day and consider in your heart that the Lord he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath there is none else. See, the Father above, and then through all and in all. In Ephesians 4:6. Amen. And then he said, see now, I am he, and there is no God with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. So without controversy, great is this mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, received unto glory, believed on the world, and received unto glory. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, oh yes, we thank you for this revelation. Yes, once we were blind, but now, Lord, we can see. We thank you. We were lost, and you have come looking for us. And you have placed us where we are today. Lord, we say thank you. We give all glory to you. Now, Lord, your children are now prepared, oh God, to hear your word, Lord, this day. And Father, we want to worship you first. We want to praise your name. We want to glorify you. So, Lord, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. As they come, oh God, Father, let the Holy Spirit sweep over them and sweep over the whole congregation, that, Lord, we will lift your name in high esteem, Lord, this morning. Because, Lord, we look at the day, what a beautiful day, Lord. Oh, your breeze of life that is blowing, oh God, upon us, Lord. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, and we commit your servant also into your hands now. As, Lord, he's waiting on you, oh God. Use him as your mouthpiece this morning, knowing our needs, Lord. Touch every heart this morning by your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you.